What's up, everybody, and welcome back to the Stretch 4 podcast. I'm your host, Peter Tran. On the line, I have my pick and pop partner, Josh Cohen. How you doing?
Call me Alex Trebek this episode.
Man, what a tease. My God. Rojan Walia, the banger in the paint. How you feeling?
Well, I guess if he's Alex, then I'm Ken Jennings.
Who? Oh. Do you remember who Ken Jennings was, Josh?
Oh, I do. And there's somebody that beat his record recently, so that should be you, Peter, if you remember the guy's name.
What? I have no idea who you're talking about.
James Holzhauer.
There's this gambler from Vegas. What's that, sorry?
James Holzhauer.
Yeah, that guy's living the dream.
He's only... Or Scotty Nguyen. I don't know, one or the other.
Pretty much the same dude, baby. Yeah, baby.
All right. So in case you guys haven't guessed, we're going to do a little trivia. Josh will be asking the questions. Rajan and I will be answering. And what do we get? 5 guesses or something? Josh, why don't you break it down real quick, because I'm not really sure.
Yeah, so you each get 5 guesses per question. And the person with the highest score at the end of all the questions, I'm not exactly sure how many questions there are, but there's a fair amount of questions, will get the crown of trivia champion.
All right. Raj, you down?
Let's go.
Yeah, you have no other choice, so. Hold on, who's going to choose first?
Well, I flipped an imaginary coin, and Peter's going to start.
Oh.
Pressure's on, Peter.
Win the flip, win the game.
So I'm starting with a pretty difficult question.
Okay.
So I might as well get started off on a very difficult note. So the first question is, of the best mid-range shooting seasons of the last 10 years, which players, holds the highest field goal percentage with at least 100 attempts in said season of the past 10 years?
What the hell?
This is good luck, Peter.
Jesus.
So think, who are the best mid-range shooters in terms of not volume, but just accuracy? But there are some guys here with volume as well.
Give me LaMarcus Aldridge.
LaMarcus is not on the list. Oh. Raj, you are up.
5 guesses. So any player in the last 10 years who has the best mid-range percentage, minimum 100 makes per season?
Minimum 100 attempts.
Oh, 100 attempts. Okay. Mid-range. Oof. I'm going to say DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, my goodness. You guys have started off with the chuckers, not the guys who are the most accurate. That is incorrect. You know, from now on, I'm just going to make that noise every single time you guys are wrong.
Give me CJ McCollum.
CJ is not on the list.
Oh, come on, man. That's some bull.
Steph Curry? The most obvious one.
Steph Curry.
Yes, Steph is actually on the list twice. He's got 2 seasons in the top 10.
So we get 2 double Raj the points?
Is on the board. What was that?
Double the points?
Get out of here. Relax. Give me Clay.
Wrong.
Oh, come on. Oh, this is rough.
Yeah, Peter's shaking it. I got my points, so I'm just going to take a shot here. Mid-range Kawhi?
Give me the big snake himself, Kevin Durant.
Ding ding! You are now tied at 1-1, and Raj has 2 guesses left, and you have 1.
Oof. I'm gonna go back a couple years, and what about Dirk?
That is correct. It is now 2-1. Dirk has the highest amount of field goal attempts out of all these guys at 667. Durant was second at 461.
Hold on, we said the last 10 years, right?
Yeah.
Correct. So this is your final guess of this round.
Oh, man. That's a good strategy, Raj. Good pull.
I have to go back.
Yeah. I'm debating between 2 guys right now. Give me... it's going to hurt. Give me KG.
Kevin Garnett is not.
Oh my god, that's rough.
Also, I'm taking this round, so this is a free
shot. Throw out another guess.
You're on a free roll.
Okay. Last 10 years. Oof. I'm trying to find someone in the middle there. Oof. JJ Redick?
JJ Redick is not on the list.
Hold on. Was, well, hold on. Dwayne Wade or Tim Duncan in there?
They are not, no. You're just terrible at this, aren't you?
Damn, I'm not good at percentages, man. I'm a chucker.
So, the somewhat obvious ones, Chris Paul.
Oof.
Al Horford.
Ah, that's a good one.
And then you got some blasts from the past here. You have, well, Mike Scott's still in the league, so he is actually on there from 17-18.
The hell?
Yeah, that's an anomaly.
TJ McConnell's on there from this year.
Oh, my God.
And then everyone's favorite point guard from the past, from your Seattle Supersonics, Luke Ridnour, is at the bottom of the list.
Oh, shout out to Luke Ridnour.
And lastly, we have Trey Burke.
Wow. Okay, I knew CP3 was maybe one that I should have fetched, but the others were just like a shot in the dark.
Yeah, there was no way we were going to get any of those guys. TJ McConnell, come on. All
right. I know TJ, man. It's a fan favorite.
I didn't think he hit enough or attempted enough, to be honest. Like more than one a game? Are you serious? He didn't shoot that many. Or didn't look like it, at least.
So we'll move on to question number two. And this time the current leader is Raj, and he will start the round. So we'll go to the next question, which is going to be the biggest differential between home and road effective field goal percentage among players with 200 field goal attempts both at home and on the road. So you're basically guessing who is really good at home and who is really bad on the road. There's a few cases out of the opposite, but in most cases it's a situation of role players who play well at home because the fans are behind them and don't play well on the road because they're not.
And this is in the past 10 years or this is just the last season?
This is actually in the past season, so 18-19.
Okay. I'm going to say Andrew Wiggins.
Oh, wow.
Andrew Wiggins is not on the list.
I had to take that shot.
That is a major, major guess, but I respect it. Give me Pascal.
Pascal is also not on the list.
Get out of here. I don't trust
this one's guys. Actually a really tough one. So most of these guys are role players. 8 out of the 10 guys, actually, it depends if you count this guy as a role player. But yeah, I'd say 8 out of 10 guys are role players, and it's going to be very difficult to get. So if you even get one, I'll be impressed. Raj, you're up.
So you said 8 out of the 10 are not starters.
A few of them are starters from average to below average teams. The rest of the guys are, you know, they play their roles off the bench. And they play enough minutes to where you know who they are.
Will Barton.
Will Barton is not on the list.
Sorry, this is effective field goal percentage, right?
Yes. Efficiency.
Efficiency, okay.
Give me Enes Kanter.
Kanter is not on the list.
Oh, damn. I thought I had that one.
That was a very good choice there. Oh, man. This is like an embarrassment podcast for you and me, Peter. This is like we're getting shamed.
He's starting with two of the harder questions, too, so.
Okay, let's get this out of the way. Who's not good? Oof.
Should I give some hints?
Do you want hints, Peter? No, hints. No. All right.
No, it's funnier if it's more embarrassing. Come on.
Okay.
Put us through real shame here.
It's a role player that... you're going to have to give me a second. I really got to think this through.
Should we put a time limit on these things? Because this could take a long time.
Yeah. I'm going to throw out a name here. I don't even remember him playing particularly well or on the road or at home, but Justice Winslow?
He is not on the list.
All right.
He just strikes me as a player who... probably plays better at home than he does on the road.
Yo, let's go with 10 seconds, okay?
Let's go.
All right. Give me Julius Randle.
Not on the list.
Give me effective field goal percentage. Give me Hassan Whiteside.
Oh, wow. Fred Van Vliet.
also not on the list. Oh, so now that you're both are at four guesses and four incorrect, most of these guys, except for one, shoot threes, if that gives you somewhat of a hint. Which it really doesn't, because everyone shoots threes now. There's only one big man on this list.
Okay, we went the wrong way there. Reggie Jackson.
Reggie Jackson is not on the list. So Raj has taken up all of his turns. And Peter, now you can just shoot your guess in the abyss, because you're not going to get it. So go ahead.
Kyle Korver.
Kyle Korver is not on the list.
Thank God.
So to review these 10 players,
oh my God.
You have Dorian Finney-Smith from Dallas. Next, surprisingly, is John Wall.
What? Pretty injury, I guess.
Yes. Next is your boy, Paul Millsap.
Money. Oh, wow.
Rodion Skurux from Brooklyn is next.
Oh, please.
Shies away from the away crowd. Marco Bellinelli is surprisingly on this list. Your boy, Jamal Murray. Thomas Bryant. Rodney Hood, DJ Augustine, and to round out the list, DeAndre Bembry from your Atlanta Hawks.
That's an awful list.
Yeah, that is. There was maybe one we maybe could have guessed, but I was thinking on someone on Denver because Denver plays so well at home and they're not as effective as an away team. But I guess I picked the wrong players on Denver, or the one wrong.
All right. Keep it moving, Josh.
So we're off to a pretty shaky start so far, so I'm going to go with something a little bit easier. So right now the score is 2-1 for Raj, and Peter 1-0. Will start this round.
1-0.
Sorry?
1-0.
Yeah, well, are we counting total points, or are we just counting rounds?
I was just counting rounds.
No, we count total points.
Oh, okay, fine.
We'll count both. Well.
No, we'll just do points. Let's do points. This will give me a better chance.
All right. So this question is in relation to assists. So you have to guess the combination that has the most assists from one player to a single teammate in last year's regular season. So you're guessing both players. You're guessing the player who passed it to this person and the finisher as well. And there's 20 different combinations on this list. So hopefully this will, you know, actually garner some points this round.
And is it made baskets or is it total points?
Most assists from one player to a single teammate. So you're guessing both, essentially.
You're guessing assists more than the points. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm starting?
Yep.
Peter is starting this round.
Harden to Capella.
Yes, that's actually number one. Yep. So yes.
Okay, I'm going to guess Embiid to Redick.
That is not on the list.
That's screen action.
That's screen action. Damian Lillard to Yusuf Nurkic.
Yes, that is number five.
Oof. I'm getting destroyed here.
You're technically only down one if you get...
Yeah. I'm going Simmons to Embiid.
No, that is incorrect.
Ooh. Oh, Raj, you okay,
shaking
man?
It. Yeah, I'm shaking it.
This is per game, right?
Yeah.
This is actually based on the total amount of assists during the season last year.
Oh, so cumulatively.
Yeah.
Okay, how about... Oh, that shakes it up for me a bit. How about... Oh my God, I'm blanking here. Kyrie Irving to Al Horford.
Yes, they are number 15 on the list.
Oh, money.
Oof. What about, I'm going to have to steal this one for you, Peter, Jokic to Murray.
Yes, they are number 10 on the list.
Very nice, Paul.
So far we have Peter at 3, Raj at 1 for this round. It's Peter's guess. Guess number 4.
Thanks for buying me some time. I appreciate that. let's go with Chris Paul to Capella? I don't think so.
Surprisingly, not on the list.
Yeah, thank Chris Paul's too injured this year. Punk.
I'm going to go with Draymond Green to Steph Curry.
A good guess, but surprisingly not on the list. So we're at the final guess of the round, and it is Peter's turn. Right now, we are 3-1 for this round.
Let's go Steph to Clay.
That is incorrect. Surprisingly, Stephen Curry is nowhere to be found on this list.
Okay, how about Westbrook to Adams?
Oh, that's good.
That's number good two overall.
Yeah, I just have to go with the stat whore himself.
Ouch.
So that is the end of the round. I'll just review the other players on this list. So you got DJ Augustine, Nikola Vucevic, Lou Williams to Montrezl Harrell, Westbrook to Jeremy Grant, Westbrook to Paul George, Trae Young to John Collins, De'Aaron Fox to Willie Cauley-Stein, D'Angelo Russell to Joe Harris, Kyle Lowry to Serge Ibaka, Fox to Buddy Hield, Collison to Miles Turner, Ben Simmons to J.J. Redick. Yeah, Philadelphia doesn't run enough pick and roll for the other combination.
Yeah.
But it's just, I knew J.J. Redick was in one combination because he makes enough baskets for that team. So just wrong combinations.
And then he should have reversed one of these combinations. So he got Jamal Murray to Nikola Jokic.
No, true.
Bledsoe to Giannis. Kevin Durant to Klay Thompson, surprisingly. Drew Holiday to Anthony Davis. And that rounds out the list.
What is the number for Kevin Durant to Klay Thompson?
Or were they like you had 121 assists overall, and then per 36 is about 2.2 assists per game.
2.2, wow. It's not even that much. Okay, cool.
Well, yeah.
All right, so this one is basically a shooter stat. So the top 12 players with at least 300 field goal attempts that took less than 20% of their shots from in the paint last season. And we're ranking this based on, so just the lowest percentage of field goal attempts coming from the paint.
Wait, so is it, just to make sure this is correct, we're looking for people who took the least amount of shots from within the paint, so the most percentage of three-point shots.
Yes, and also it's a minimum of 300 field goal attempts.
Not necessarily three-point shots. This also counts as mid-range, right?
So most of these guys on this list have 150 shots or less in the paint, but they've taken at least 300 shots overall during the course of last year's regular season.
Yeah, okay.
So you're just looking for volume three-point shooters. Joe Harris.
Play to the paint, yes.
Joe Harris.
Joe Harris is not on this list, surprisingly.
Wow. Redick.
J.J. Redick is correct. He's at number five overall. Only taken 142 field goal attempts, and he's actually tops on this list, just to give you an idea.
Bang, bang.
He's number one. You took my guy. All right. I'm going to say... this is tough. Danny Green.
Danny Green is not on this list.
Oh, man. Struggling.
How the tables have turned.
Oh, yeah.
Peter has all the momentum.
Chris Middleton.
Chris Middleton is not on the list.
Rough.
Oof.
All of these guys are role players, to give you an idea. So they're not secondary scorers like Middleton.
Yeah, and I imagine he took enough shots inside the paint. How about Terrence Ross?
Correct. He is at number four.
That is an incredible pull.
I just, when he said role players, I'm like, I got to think of like three-point pure shot guys.
All right. Jimmy. Is Lou on this list?
Lou Williams not on the list.
I didn't think so either. Damn.
Okay. Bertans.
Correct. Davis Bertans is number seven on the list.
Wow.
So just to review, we're at 2-1 Raj in this round, and Raj is up one overall.
Thanks for the hint, Josh.
I'm back.
Got you.
Pure three-point shooter. Damn, I'm blanking right now. Jesus. How about Jason Tatum? He hates the paint.
Jason Tatum is not anywhere near this close, though.
I just had to throw it out there, man. Shots had to be made.
Almost all these guys are just pure three-point shooters.
Here, Shots had to be made still.
I think I got this one. Bellinelli.
Bellinelli is not on the list.
Ah! I thought it was... He has to be close, though. This guy.
How many more do we have? Paint.
So Raj has taken up all of his guesses, and you have one remaining guess, Peter.
Buddy Hield.
Buddy Hield, also not on the list, and clearly you were not listening.
No, but man,
secondary scores, man.
When was the last time you saw Buddy Hield take something other than a three?
Yeah, I guess he takes some floaters every once in a while, too.
Yo, Buddy Hield is like 40 years old, man. His knees can't get him to the paint.
Speaking of 40 years old, you missed Dirk. He was second on the list.
God damn. That's kind of obvious.
And then you have Kyle Korver, Darius Miller.
Oh. You didn't say Kyle Korver, Peter?
I don't think he attempted enough.
You got Wayne Ellington, Iman Shumpert, Alan Crabb, Gerald Green, Patty Mills, and to round out the list, the new J.J. Redick, Landry Shamet.
Oh, man.
Ah, good. Damn.
We're not so hot, Peter. We're not so hot.
This is rough.
Yeah.
So just to go back on the last round, Raj had two, Peter had one, thus Raj is currently in the lead overall. He is one up on Peter the Great.
Yeah. Let's go.
Just to make things clear, Raj is winning right now.
Shut up.
And I am buying myself
Ken Jennings,
time.
Man. I wasn't kidding.
Ken Jennings. Ugh. Keep it moving, Josh.
All right, so the next random stat is most drives per 36 minutes in the 2018-2019 regular season. So who had the most drives per 36 minutes last year? So now you want to think about guys who are always on the attack, obviously. Most of these guys are lead guards.
James Harden.
James Harden is correct.
Oof.
My guy, I'm going to guess Harden for everything now.
Okay, I'm going to I'm going to have to throw this one out there. Giannis.
No. Surprisingly, Giannis is not on the list. I think it's because
he gets the ball closer. Ugh.
He gets the ball pick and roll as well. He scores in a lot of different ways.
Ding, ding. Give me Russell Westbrook.
Westbrook is also correct.
And this is total, or is this per game?
Most drives per 36 minutes. So per 36 minutes of the game, and it's per 100 drives. So most of these guys, if not all of them, are guards, and most of them, I think, if not all of them, are lead ball handlers for their team.
Okay, I'm gonna say Damian Lillard.
Damian Lillard is not on the list.
What? Oh, my God. This is robbery. You're going to have one guy that plays, like, one game, like, 36 minutes and has, like, one crazy stat line of, like, I don't know, 10 or 15 drives. Oh.
Yep, the one guy.
Yeah, there's about three of those guys on this list, actually.
Oh, my God.
Is Kyrie Irving on this list?
Kyrie is not, no.
Damn.
Okay, elite guards, Kemba.
Kemba Walker is on this list, yes.
Yeah.
Nice.
He's the only guy that can pretty much score on Charlotte. I don't even think they're going to get over 100 points more than, like, 20 games this year.
I hope not.
They're going to go back to, like, the Toronto circa 2006 Kevin O'Neill team that shred Michael Curry.
Disgusting. How about... Give me Paul George.
Paul George is not on this list.
Oof.
Think smaller.
Okay. Think smaller. Okay. He's not an elite guard, but he's a up and coming guard. De'Aaron Fox.
De'Aaron Fox is not on this list.
How many more do we have, Josh? One or two?
So to review, Peter's up 2-1 in this round, and this is Peter's fifth guess.
Fifth guess. Think smaller, eh? How much smaller can you go?
Most of these guys are 6'3 and under. There's only a few guys that are a little bit taller.
There's no way DJ Augustine is on this list, is he?
Is that your final answer?
No. I kind of was hoping for a hint there, but...
You guessed it. You're fucked. Yeah. No. Wrong.
Peter half-heartedly going with DJ Augustine.
Yo, DJ Augustine's like 5'8", man.
Small guard going to the rim. Elite.
Not necessarily.
John Wall?
John Wall did not play enough last year, so that is also incorrect.
Yes.
So I gave you guys a lot of leeway with this one because there's 20 guys on this list.
Oh, my God.
So at number one, you got Trae Young.
Wow.
Tony Parker.
Still? Tony Parker?
Yeah. Yeah. Per 100 drives, per 36 minutes, he's up there.
I am impressed.
DeMar DeRozan.
We should have had that.
Yeah.
Ish Smith.
Small, yeah.
Donovan Mitchell, Spencer Dinwiddie, another name that is odd, you see this on his list, but he does drive the basket a lot, it's, Dante Exum.
Yeah. I didn't think he played enough, to be honest.
Yeah, like...
All right.
I mean, as long as you have 100 drives, you know. So Jeff Teague, Drew Holiday, Lou Williams, Luka Doncic, Caris LeVert, Jeremy Lin, Derrick Rose, Ricky Rubio, Dennis Smith Jr., Emmanuel Mudiay.
You're just going to casually gloss over Jeremy Lin.
World champion Jeremy Lin.
I think the entire NBA is glossing him over this offseason.
Ouch. That's rough, man. That's mean.
So far through the first five rounds, just going to tie this up really quickly.
We're tied.
We are at 7-7. You are correct. So I need a break just for a moment so I can pull up the rest. 1 second.
Yo, have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. How do I record an episode? How do I get my show onto all the apps that people like to listen to? How do you make money? The answer was pretty simple for me. I started using Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. And best of all, it's 100% free and super easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise in your podcast. So that means you can get paid immediately, like right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading you this ad. It's super simple. So if you always wanted to start a podcast, let's start now. Go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of producers using Anchor. Again, that's anchor.fm/start. See you soon.
Peter, we're equally as bad, aren't we?
Yeah, we're not great. We are definitely not great.
No, we're not. But you know what? I'd love to see Josh in this game.
I would destroy you too.
It's a lot easier pulling these stats like from, I don't even know where you're getting them from. Are you like pulling out your like graphing calculator and like putting in some equation to figure all this stuff out? Because like I don't even know how Dante Exum ends up on your list and plays more minutes than, no, like not that he's a bad player, but he plays more minutes than John Wall. Like what?
Really hung up on Dante Exum, eh?
The Dante Exum hate is real on this podcast.
No kidding. God damn.
That's harsh. That was very harsh.
All right, you ready here? You just stalling.
I'm stalling. Cut this part out of the podcast, by the way.
I'll cut a bit of it out. Gotta give people the real.
Thank you. Also, this question is in relation to rest versus rust. So with the 2020 schedule now released, we're going to go back to last year and see which teams performed the best on back-to-backs and games in which they were rested last season. So we're going to guess the best teams versus the worst teams. So the teams that were the best on back-to-backs versus the teams that were the worst on back-to-backs. So we'll start with the five worst teams in the 2018-2019 NBA regular season, who are the five worst teams on back-to-backs last year.
In terms of win percentage?
Yes. Actually, no. In this case, we'll go with overall net rating. So which team just dropped off a cliff because they were tired and they just got obliterated overall?
Okay. Oof.
So you're thinking of the worst teams from last year. So.
Yeah. Look, I'm going to have to say Memphis.
Memphis is correct. They were the fourth worst team in the NBA last year on back-to-backs in terms of overall net rating. Peter.
The New York Knicks.
New York was the worst. Yes, that is correct. They just did not give a crap. They went to the club. They had a good time. And then they laid an egg on the court.
Somebody's got to have fun in this league.
You can't. Yeah,
Mitchell
win.
Robinson was having a great time.
I'm going to go with the other powerhouse in the East, the Cleveland Cavaliers.
The Cleveland Cavaliers are correct. They were the third worst in the NBA.
How about the Phoenix Suns?
The Phoenix Suns are also correct.
Whew.
You guys might actually get every single team. I'm impressed.
I'm not. We know bad teams. Congratulations.
Raj. And Raj?
I'm going to have to go with the Chicago Bulls.
Wow, you got all five. Congratulations.
I think I just have to go through the teams that had the worst record, and they didn't win many games because, well, they didn't win many games on back-to-backs or not.
That one was pretty straightforward. So in that round, it was 3-2 because Raj went first, so now Peter will go first. With the best teams on back-to-backs last year.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Your Milwaukee Bucks are actually number 8, so that is incorrect, sir.
Wowzers. I'm going to say, Josh, your Toronto Raptors.
My Toronto Raptors are correct. They are number 3 overall in terms of net rating on back-to-backs.
The Denver Nuggets.
That is correct. Denver is at number 2 overall.
Hmm. I'm going to have to say the Golden State Warriors.
Golden State is number 6, just outside the top 5. So that is incorrect, sir.
Suck it, Golden State. How about... give me the Philadelphia 76ers.
Philadelphia is...
did Embiid say too much?
Hold on 1 second.
Oh my god, the suspense, man.
This guy's inputting the numbers as we speak.
Calculating.
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 No, Philadelphia's actually 21st, sorry.
Oh my god, what the hell? How did you not
carry
just
the
see
1,
that?
Drop the 0.
21.
I just wanted to punish you, to be honest.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the Rockets.
Rockets are number 1.
Really?
They were the best team on back-to-backs. It's James Harden just lifting them up, you know?
Oh, man. So we're 2 or 3 guesses in. 3 guesses in, right?
3 guesses in. Raj is up 2 run in this round as well.
Oh man. Portland.
The Portland Trail Blazers are at number 8. So oh that is incorrect. God.
This is brutal, man. Got my ass whooped out here.
I'm going to say the Utah Jazz.
Utah Jazz are middle of the pack at number 15. So now this is Peter's last guess first, and Raj will back him up.
Oh, there's no way that they're in it. So how about I say... Wow, I'm... Oh my god, I don't even know. The Celtics? There's no way.
Then why the hell did you guess them?
I don't know, man. I'm legitimately just blanking.
No, they're 20th.
Oh, God, I knew it.
How about the Indiana Pacers?
Wow, look at you. They are number 4.
Get out of here, really?
How about them Pacers?
How about them Pacers? And to round out the list, the last guess you didn't get was Oklahoma City.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Ah, that's insane. Okay. Oh, man, I'm down 2. That's not good.
So Raj won that round 3-1.
Oh, I'm down 3.
You are now down 3 points.
Bad, bad, bad. Bad performance.
So this is the final round. Peter's going to have to pull a Hail Mary on this one. Because he's currently down 3 points to Raj. And our final stat and our final round is going to be based off player and ball movement in 2018-2019 regular season.
Give me some Kyrie Irving. Ha, ha, ha.
He will not be anywhere near this list. So this is based on the team performance. So this is based on the distance traveled and passes per 24 minutes of possession. So the teams that basically pass the most overall in the regular season, we're going to do that and also the bottom 10 as well. So there are 5 teams that rank top 10 in both distance traveled and passes per 24 minutes. And there are 5 teams that rank bottom 10 in both of those as well. So who are the best passing teams in the NBA? We're just going to go with the top 5 teams. And this round, I believe Raj is starting.
I think I am. Okay, I'm going to have to say the Golden State Warriors.
Golden State is correct.
They had to get the easy ones out of the way.
Smart man. Houston.
So, okay, just to make this clear, we're going with the top 10 in passing overall first, and we'll do the bottom 10 after. Okay. Is not correct.
Wow. Oh,
just to shame God. You.
That's rude, man. Very rude. All right.
How about them San Antonio Spurs?
San Antonio is not on this list, no. They are more an isolation team now.
The Bucks.
Also incorrect, because the Bucks have a pretty static offense overall with Giannis controlling the ball a lot. They're not being a lot of movement around them. They're just mostly setting up three-point shooters, so they are not on this list. Again, you're factoring in the distance traveled, which means that players are running around.
Oh, okay, okay. All right, I understand. I understand.
How about the Toronto Raptors?
Toronto is not on this list.
Oh, wow. We really... Well, Peter, I'm, I have some pity for you. That's all I have to say.
Thanks. Give me Portland.
Portland, not on this list.
Wow, seriously?
How about the Sacramento Kings?
Sacramento is on this list.
Ooh.
Wow. So we're looking for really fast-paced teams, is what I'm... But not teams that will run through one guy.
Correct. Teams with a lot of off-ball movement, but also a lot of passing. Most of these teams play at a pretty high pace.
That is hella weird. Atlanta?
Atlanta not on the list.
My God.
I thought that was a guarantee.
Peter, you are drowning right now. You're down 5 points. Yeah. So you need a true Hail Mary, and then we might have an overtime round.
What about the Brooklyn Nets?
Brooklyn is also incorrect, and that was the last guess of the round for you, Raj. And this is Peter's last guess. If he doesn't get this, he is basically
fucked. God, Denver.
Denver, not on the list.
Seriously?
Yes, you struck out that round.
Man,
big
I don't
time.
Believe your
Joke
list.
Under pressure. You are the James Harden list. Of this podcast.
No, your list is wrong, man. Where are you getting this list from?
NBA stats.
There's no way.
So, top 10 in both player movement in terms of off ball and then also passes per game per 24. You got Golden State, which you guessed. New Orleans, which you didn't. Philadelphia, Sacramento, and Utah.
Oh, wow.
So now we'll start with Peter.
Philadelphia?
Philadelphia moved the ball pretty well last year.
They don't move.
They don't run a lot of pick and roll, so their offense is sort of like Golden State's, where they just, you know, zip the ball around the perimeter, run a lot of, like, off-ball cuts for J.J. Redick, you know.
It's probably J.J. carrying 50% of that running.
Probably.
That's what I thought with C.J. McCollum on Portland.
No, they run way too much pick and roll for that.
Oh, man, that's a bullshit stat, Josh.
Bullshit because you're terrible at it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so Peter, you start this round. So this is the exact opposite now. The teams that don't pass pretty much at all and don't really have any off-ball movement. Who are the bottom five teams in passes and off-ball movement?
The San Antonio Spurs.
Not in the bottom five.
What?
He said they were in the middle of the pack.
With DeMar and LaMarcus Aldridge, two of the biggest ISO players in the league, and you're telling me they're not in this list?
That is correct.
I'm going to have to say the Miami Heat.
Actually, San Antonio is sixth overall, so you're way off. The Miami Heat are ranked 19th, so that is incorrect.
The least ball movement.
Come on, man. This is like the most obvious one.
Oh, the... I don't know. Every time I think I'm confident, it's just bad. So I'm just going to say the Rockets.
Yes, that is correct. They are by far the worst passing team in the NBA.
I love how Peter said they're the...
It's hard taking in two things into factor. Movement and passing? Man, that's a lot for a basketball team to handle.
Led by James Harden. I'm gonna go with for my second pick. I'm gonna go with the Detroit Pistons.
Detroit is incorrect. They are actually pretty close, but unfortunately, they are not part of the pack.
Let's continue this ISO heavy thing with the Oklahoma City Thunder.
They are not part of the pack, unfortunately.
No, I don't think so. They're trash.
They're just not
good. But not trash enough.
The middle of the pack trash.
Oh my god.
How about the Phoenix Suns?
Phoenix is not a part of this list, unfortunately, no.
Wait, is it passing or assists?
So we're talking about distance traveled, which basically means off-ball movement and players cutting and such.
Yeah.
And passes per 24 minutes of possession.
Okay.
So it's both distance and pass.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the New York Knicks.
New York is not there, unfortunately.
Well, we're really bad at knowing the really bad teams in the NBA.
Well, there's actually two really good teams on this list. It's just they're more ISO and, you know, guard heavy, which should give you a hint.
ISO and guard heavy. The Trailblazers?
That is correct.
Wow. No way. With movement, don't they have Seth Curry? Aminu?
They run almost exclusively pick and roll action, just like, you know, Houston, except Houston isolates more.
Yeah. So basically teams that slow it down are a lot of the guys who run a lot of pick and roll these days, rather than anything else. That's why I thought the Knicks would be in it. They don't run any type of offense. Exactly. That would be even worse, wouldn't it? Just pure chaos theory. Exactly. That's why I thought they'd be at the bottom of the pack.
Yeah, I guess so. But I guess they don't have enough players. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? Knicks suck. Who cares?
Okay, how about the Charlotte Hornets?
Great. Charlotte is not on the list, surprisingly. No.
Oh, my God.
My last pick?
Correct, yes. Your last pick and the last pick of this trivia game, which Peter got trounced on.
How about the Mavericks?
The Mavericks are not a part of this list, no.
Wow.
Hold on, are the Celtics?
The Celtics are not a part of this list, no.
Who is part of this list?
Hold on, are the Raptors?
No. So, Cleveland?
The Clippers.
Oh, Cleveland.
Minnesota, team that's known for really slowing things down and running a lot of ISO.
I'm just going to start naming every team. Atlanta.
No, Atlanta's fast.
And that was it, actually. There was actually only four teams on this list, so my apologies.
Well, yo, this is rigged.
Redo the whole game.
Yo, you're rigging it. You're a cheater, man.
Should we do one more round where everything counts for 10 points so Peter actually has a chance?
Where everything counts for a billion points? Yeah.
Nah, fuck that. You lost. Take it. Take that. Take this L.
Nah, man. I just found out that you're a cheater. Everything is nullified.
I'll take that check and fail, Raj.
What?
I'll be waiting for that check in the mail, Raj.
Yeah, cash out my ass, man. Hell out of here.
I don't even want to end this.
Pay for some new Wi-Fi there, Raj.
Jesus. You got any more bullshit trivia, Josh, or are we done here?
How dare you? You know, if you actually won this game, you praise me.
No, what? Please. You never get the praise, man. We're done here. This is over. I'm over this. I want to thank everyone for listening to me get demolished, apparently, in some bullshit trivia. Please remember to rate and subscribe to hear more bullshit trivia by Josh Cohen. Subscribe, rate us on iTunes, subscribe on Stitcher, Spotify, you know, Google Play, Anchor, all the major podcast platforms. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter to tell me how much you hate Josh Cohen's trivia. And until next time, peace.
You lost by 5, loser.